Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Liz Palka reporting, one politician's impact on a U.S. healthcare vote. United States Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will delay a procedural vote on a revised Republican health care bill. McConnell's announcement follows the news that prominent Senator John McCain must remain in Arizona for a week following an operation Saturday to remove a blood clot above his left eye. McCain's absence in the closely divided Senate places a vote on the health care bill in jeopardy. In his weekly address, President Trump said the new health care bill will replace the old national plan. An Iranian court has sentenced a U.S. citizen to 10 years in prison on infiltration charges. That's according to Iran's judicial spokesman on Sunday. The individual, whose name was not released, is a dual citizen of the United States and another unspecified country. Iran has detained and sentenced several dual nationals from the United States, Britain, Austria, Canada, and France for charges including espionage and collaborating with hostile governments. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says those behind last year's failed coup in Turkey are traitors who should be beheaded. The United States has condemned the coup but has agreed with Ankara on several issues. Erdogan blames his U.S.-based political opponent, Fethullah Gulen, for masterminding the coup and demands his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence that this was the case. Here's more from former U.S. Ambassador to Ankara, James Jeffrey.
That gets into very complicated stuff that I haven't seen the proof, but I would be surprised if there's a whole lot of proof, because if you're going to do something like that, you typically don't leave a paper trail.
This is VOA News.